You've probably heard that when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. In reality, that's not exactly the case. According to researchers, Americans smile more than residents of other countries, and those other countries don't seem eager to follow our grins. For some, persistent American smiling can be disconcerting. To learn more, we turn to David Matsumoto, professor of psychology at San Francisco State University. He studies microexpressions and nonverbal behavior. David, what are the advantages and disadvantages of smiling so much? Could we be seen as phony?
One of the advantages of smiling in general is that it helps to grease the social wheels. And especially, you know, we've got different types of smiles, and most of the smiles that we're talking about right now are what are called social smiles. And they're not necessarily signs of true enjoyment, but they're signs of politeness, sometimes signs of appeasement, sometimes other kinds of signs. But they definitely go a long way to putting people at ease, building rapport, building interactions, and doing positive things like that. On the other hand, however, you also mentioned that some people, and especially some cultures, may view that kind of smiling as phony, as fake, and have negative perceptions of people who smile like that.
And how different is smiling when it comes to personal relationships or a social event as opposed to in business? Do they still share those same positives and possible negatives?
Well, yes. I think that positive and negatives are exactly the same in almost any kind of interaction. And I think the function and the meaning of the smile is not necessarily in those kinds of social contexts, but in the larger cultural milieu in which the contexts are occurring. So, for example, in an American context, it would be very natural for people to smile and show positivity, even in an initial interaction of some sort, whereas that may not necessarily be as true in many other cultures. I think the larger issue is cultural milieu or the environment in which those smaller social contexts are occurring.
Do you think we in general put too much emphasis on smiling?
I do not think that we as Americans tend to have too much place, too much effort, our emphasis on smiles or facial expressions in general. Related to your question, however, I do think that we place a lot more emphasis that we may want to with regard to positivity in general. Because at that point, you're getting into that you can get dangerously into fake or false positivity. Let me give you an example. There's a lot of research on self-esteem and self-worth and those kinds of positive feelings about oneself. American psychology has placed a lot of emphasis in that kind of research over the last 2-3 decades. And then there's this other line of research that has shown pretty convincingly that a lot of self-esteem is not really correlated with actual competence in doing many things. And so while people can feel great about themselves, that may not have anything to do with how well they can actually perform tasks or do their job or do academic skills and whatnot. And so even today, I think there's a lot of emphasis in bolstering self-esteem, et cetera, in the school system and educational systems and in families, which is not a bad thing. It's just that we tend to forget that may or may not be related to actual competence doing things. And that's where I think we're missing something.
Is there something where Americans are bound to say, all right, it's a bad attitude, so I'm going to smile today and I'm going to make everyone feel better, even if it's just for a moment? Is that a lesson that other people in other countries and other backgrounds could learn from us?
Well, when you said that question, I actually thought the other way. I think there's a lot of things that Americans learn from other cultures as well. But let's go with your question for
okay.
a second. I mean, yeah, I think there's something there. I mean, there certainly is something to the thought, and there's actually empirical evidence that when you embody the gesture or the expression that you turn on that particular emotion in yourself. Now, I think that's true when you're at a neutral resting state, and I think that kind of phenomenon does not override a pre-existing kind of mood or psychopathological disorder. I mean, for example, when that kind of evidence existed or emerged 20, 30 years ago, people thought, well, you should just get depressed, people smile, and you'll lift the depression. And of course, that never happens. And so I think what you can see is a transient effect on a temporary emotional reaction if one does that. However, you know, we're talking about cultural issues, and cultural issues are largely ingrained in people. And it takes a lot more to budge something that's largely ingrained in a person from birth. And yes, I think that can occur, but it's very transient.
David Matsumoto is a professor of psychology at San Francisco State University. He studies microexpressions and nonverbal behavior. We've been talking about why Americans smile so much.